Today's reading is taken from Luke chapter 22, and I'll be reading from verses 24 to 30, and it's on page 1058 of the Bible. Also, a dispute arose among them as to which of them was considered to be greatest. Jesus said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who exercise authority over them call themselves benefactors. But you are not to be like that. Instead, the greatest among you should be like the youngest, and the one who rules like the one who serves. For who is greater, the one who's at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one who's at the table? But I am among you as one who serves. You are those who have stood by me in my trials, and I confer on you a kingdom, just as my Father conferred one on me, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel." This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Michelle. Well, good morning, everyone. Am I on? Can you hear me? It's really wonderful that you're here this morning. If it's your first time, you're so welcome. And right now, I'm going to start off with a quiz. And it's going to come up here. And I was watching a program. So as an all-age service team, we meet to pray and we meet to think about what we're going to talk about. And this program came to me immediately. Some of you may have seen it. And it was called, "Who is the greatest person or icon of the 20th century?" Did any of you see it? If you did, keep quiet. Okay, so the first one, there's going to be a little picture of someone. Can you guess who this is? Can everyone see it? These were some of the people that were in the mix for deciding who would be the greatest of the 20th century. Anyone got any ideas? Shout it out. No? Should we? Yes? Yeah. Anyone know who that is? No? Oh, Tom. Yeah? Name? Tanny Gray Thompson. So she is an Olympian athlete. She's an Olympian athlete. She uses a wheelchair, and she was one of the ones in the shortlist for the category. Okay, the next one. A little snippet. Anyone recognize that? Yes. Yes. Nelson Mandela obliterated apartheid and became the first black president of South Africa. Next one. Anyone? Yes. Wow, that's really good. Well done. Yeah. That does deserve. You're on my team the next quiz night. Neil Armstrong, first man on the moon. Shall we have the next one? Anyone? Yes. No, should we have the whole picture? Any more? Who said that? Yes, George, you're on my team. Marie Curie developed radiation. We wouldn't have x-rays without that. Okay, next one. This was the entertainment category. Anyone? Yes. Shall we see? Charlie Chaplin, the first well-known film star in the silent movies. I think we've got one more. Anyone? Emma. Martin Luther King, American civil rights campaigner, campaigned for black rights. The greatest. Oh, we've got one more, have we? Okay, yes, we have one more. Who is that? I think you know this, don't you? Yes. Alan Turing, well done. And actually, I'm glad I didn't forget this one, because he was the outright winner. If you don't know him, basically invented the computers. He was one of the ones that developed the break coding machine thing. Sorry, Will, scientist. That's so embarrassing. I should have known that. Who would your winner have been? Who is the greatest amongst those? Who is the greatest in your opinion? As we've kind of seen, we all think differently. You've got some thoughts here, yes?
Martin Luther King Jr.
Martin Luther King Jr., good one, yes.
The first one,
good choice, yes.
All of them.
People had differing opinions. So how do we measure greatness? Well, as we've already heard, Jesus measures greatness in a completely different way. And I am so thankful for that. And one of the examples of this, although when I started to pray and think about this, there were so many, but one of the examples of this was Samuel choosing a king in the Old Testament. He went to Jesse's house, and there were big, tall, strong brothers, good looking. George, can you stand up there? Good looking, strong. Handsome. But no. Sit down. God didn't want any of those brothers. They were great, but God knew that the one that was out in the field, the one that didn't know one of his parents, the one that nobody included in the batch of people was David. David worked in a field looking after sheep, but God saw on the inside. Man was looking on the outside. So now we're going to go into our Bible. We've seen how the world measures greatness, and I'm going to pray before I do that. So, Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this time, Lord. Thank you for each one here. And Lord Jesus, I want to pray that you help us understand how much you love us exactly as we are. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So, in our passage today, I thought I would read the Message version. This is another version of the Bible. It says, get ready for trouble. Within minutes, the disciples were bickering over who of them would end up the greatest, but Jesus intervened. Now, this was a time where they were having the Last Supper, and we're soon going to be celebrating Easter. And these guys, Jesus's friends, had been with him for 3 years. They had got close to him. They had known him. But they were arguing and bickering about who was the greatest in front of Jesus. Jesus, who created everything. Jesus is God. They were arguing in front of the creator of the universe. This man had walked on water. This man had healed people. When I'm thinking about Bible passages, for me, Tom reminded me of the way I learn, is I like to put myself in that situation. So we're going to have a look at what that looks like. And I need to have 5 volunteers, please. oh, how am I going to choose now? Yes, 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and I need someone very tall, very, 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 very tall. Ilya, could you come over? How many I've got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And what we're going to do is we're going to imagine that this looks like the disciples, okay? This person is, let's have a look, the tallest. Hold that up in front of everyone, the tallest. This one can be the strongest. This one can be the loudest. Oh, you know something I don't. This one is the smartest. And this one is going to be the fastest. And they started arguing. Hold it up the right way. That's it. They started arguing about who was going to be the best. Now, let me put it into context. They knew that Jesus is the king, the promised king, right? Are you nodding? The promised king, the king that was promised to come way, way back, hundreds of years beforehand. They knew that. So it was a bit like me standing here saying, well, we know who the king is, but I want to be the prime minister. Although actually today I don't, but yes, I went there too, Kaylee. I really don't. It was like saying, I want to be better and greater than the king of the universe. And what's even stranger than that is, they'd already had a bit of a disagreement with Jesus beforehand. Now I'm going to ask Keith to come up. Could you make a space here? The disagreement was surrounding stinky feet. Anyone been close to stinky feet before? They'd had this disagreement because Jesus had said, again, if you want to know me and if you want to follow me, you have to allow me to wash your feet. Well, Peter said, no, 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 you're not going to do that. But Jesus said, I'm going to. And he got down. And he removed the sandals of the dirty feet. Could you help me with the other one? Can I take the sock off? And they didn't wear socks in the time, back in the day. And the roads, as I'm sure our visitors to Kampala will endorse, would have been filthy. I'm going to say it, poo. And what Jesus did was extraordinary, because Jesus is king, and he was wearing a robe, and he took off the robe, and underneath he was wearing servant's clothes. And he bent down and he washed the disciples' feet.
He rubbed them
and he washed them. This would have been extraordinary. This would have been jaw-dropping. you know this story. That's amazing that you know this story. And he would have dried their feet. I want you to picture yourself in this room like this. Thanks, Keith. Thank you. So back to the disciples. Let's move the water out of the way. Back to the disciples. Can you stand at the front, please, showing what you are super good at? What Jesus told them really turned everything upside down. What he said wasn't in an angry way. I hope you know, or if you don't, maybe this is the first time, God isn't standing over you wagging a finger. What he's doing is he's redirecting all the talents and gifts you have. So, the one that is the tallest then got to use their gifts and talents by saying, I'm going to hang up the decorations because I'm the tallest. Go and find somewhere to hang this up, Ilya. On the cross, that's a good idea.
Go hang it on George.
Somewhere tall. The one who is the strongest said, I'm going to move the tables and chairs. You can move that chair back over there using their gifts and talents. The one that said, I am the smartest, said, well, we're having the Last Supper. I am going to divide the food equally. The one that is the loudest said, I'm going to call everyone in for dinner. Shall we call out? Come in for dinner.
Come in for dinner.
And the one that said, I'm the fastest, said, I'm going to go and get some food fast. Now, I want you to go to the back of the church, and there's trays of biscuits. Yeah, you can go. You can go. There are trays of biscuits round where the books are, right at where the books are. And I want you to bring them up here fast. You can go and help. Come here, Ilya. Yeah, you can stay here because we're going to share with you now. So while we're bringing those biscuits up, and by the way, if we don't get them around to you right now, we will after the service, so don't worry. So Jesus was saying, of course you want to be great. Of course you want to be a great mum or a great dad. Of course you want to be. Right, shall we show everyone what there is? So they got them fast. So you can share one each. Thank you very much for helping. Yeah. Do you want to hold the tray? And then if you put it on the steps over there, not in the biscuits, not in the water. Of course you want to be a great mum. Of course you want to be a great dad. Of course you want to be a great friend. Of course you want to be a great leader. And there's nothing wrong with greatness. Thanks, guys. You can go back and sit down. Thank you for your help. And we'll share those afterwards. There's nothing wrong with that. The major difference is that Jesus is talking about greatness benefiting others. And that's serving. It benefits other people. God's kingdom turns greatness upside down. It's not about being great for your own benefit. It's about being great to serve others. The standard of greatness in God's kingdom is the standard of the cross, where Jesus served the ultimate, giving up everything, even his life, so that we might be brought into God's family. That's what he did for us. So if we want to become great, then we need to serve. in a little while, Anke's going to lead us in some prayers on how we can serve, whether it's getting food or whether it's helping out, lifting up something if you're tall. We all have a gift. Now, as we draw to an end, I haven't always been a Christian, and I just wanted to share that with you. I grew up as a girl in a single parent family, and I had no perception of what God's love, a father's love, is like. And when I was praying about this, I was reminded of the incredible story in the Bible about the prodigal son, prodigal child. And I just wonder, Niku, if you would come and demonstrate something for me. You know, God wants us to come to him exactly as we are. He wants us to come to him to be our help, to show us what love looks like. And this picture of a child running into the father's arms has really felt so much, it meant so much to me. Nobody's going to run up. It was such a powerful picture because Madeleine showed me this morning what it looks like to run into Niku's arms. And that's what he wants each one of us to do today. If you've known Jesus for a long time, or whether this will be the first step. There we go, Anke's going to do it. Wonderful. Almost. There we go. Woo! That's exactly how God wants us to come to him, just as we are. And he will be our help. I'm going to pray now. Heavenly Father, thank you that you are our servant King, that you showed us the ultimate sacrifice for us so that we can be with you forever. And Lord Jesus, I pray today that we know, each one of us here in this room, your love for us that you want to give us so lavishly. I pray that each one knows that by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.